and a bunch of other stuff because I'm using my phone to record this. So this is gonna be a really interesting episode today. This is video only, and I have essentially went in and I changed my setup around, and so I'm going to be giving you guys a rundown of what's going to be happening in my setup. So, don't mind my little Funkos over there, because my little Funkos just like to just sit there. But anyway, okay, so this is what poor connection. Okay, poor connection. Thank you. Okay, so this is what my setup is set up to look like now, as of the time that I'm doing this. So basically back here, I've kind of changed everything around, and so you guys may remember that on my PC monitor, it only allowed me, and this was quite a few seasons ago, so you might not, I did a video, and it would only allow me to have my thing hooked up to my PC, but I think I figured it out. So here's what I figured out. If you have a Xbox like mine, or the new Xbox, not the Xbox 360, you could use the Xbox 360, but you'd have to have one of these adapters back here, if I can show you to you. It's called the HDMI to VGA adapter. It's this thing that I got my hand on, if you guys can see it now. And so basically, you're gonna need one of those, and the VGA cable, and on the back of my monitor, if I can get my thing around the back, I have a VGA slot, a DVA slot, an audio slot, an HDMI slot, and a power slot. So on the back, I hooked up my VGA cable, and it turns out the reason why it was not allowing me to do the PC monitor thing is because the VGA was not secure, number one, and number two, I forgot. In order to change the stuff, you have to hit the input key, and I totally forgot about that, and I had no idea that that's how it's supposed to be done. But apparently, if you if you're like me and you're not familiar with these brand new monitors, what might end up happening is you might end up fiddling with it and you might not know what you're doing. So now I should be able to play games on my Xbox on my PC. So this brings me to my next part of my setup that I'm going to be changing for you guys. Also, Season 6 starts October 31st. That date was moved from November 9th. I moved it because my Halloween special is the night of that Season 5 season finale. And my birthday special is November 3rd, so I kind of wanted to tie the dates together. I didn't want to have separate dates, because that would be confusing. Also, you guys can see my new podcast mic that I got. It's a Toner brand. I think a lot of people use that brand for their podcasts, because it works well for, especially gaming podcasts, because it works well for both gaming and podcasts, much better for balancing than the Yeti mics and all that other stuff is. And it comes with a pop filter already, and I got off of Amazon. You guys can too. It's like 30 something bucks. I think it's like $32. Of course, I had a $30 gift card, so it was really like $5. I had to pay tax on it. Our state is one of those states that makes you pay tax for your stuff online now. They just instituted that like four or five years ago. So we still got that issue here, and hopefully they'll change it back one day where you'll no longer have to do it. I think it's because a lot of people were ordering offline, or online rather, and it just wasn't giving them enough revenue. And of course, you know, everybody in the entire state agreed that that should be a thing, so not trying to be biased or anything, but I think it's kind of stupid. But since everybody else is on board with it, I guess I'll fall in line. Anyway, So these are some of the games that I have right here. Today I'm actually gonna start Elix today, and that's my goal. I probably won't start that till later this evening. I'm gonna start Elix on Xbox today. Something new that I'm doing. Destiny won't come back for quite some time. I don't have anybody who owns Destiny who's willing to partner up for that. I'm looking for someone. So if you guys are interested, anybody in signing up to help me on Xbox with that little episode, my last little fiasco with the Destiny thing turned out to be really good, but really short. So I'm hoping that I can prolong it this time. I'm a huge Destiny fan myself. I used to have what's it? Gosh, what are you? Gosh, are you? I used to have my old account, and I used to have Destiny 1 on it, and I had played through the entire thing on both 360 and on Xbox One. So when I brought my character over from 360, all my progress came with me. So what I ended up doing is I ended up doing the level boost for my other character. I ended up starting with my Titan. I believe I finished about 370 or 380 something light. I was so close to 400, but I couldn't beat Wrath of the Machine before my account got switched over. So I think this go around, I'm gonna try and finish the job, get my stuff done. Which I had planned to do a Destiny 2 episode at some point as well. Let's see. So yeah. Still trying to clean some stuff up in here. I might turn the fans back on. It's only 80 degrees, but it's still it get whenever it's 80 degrees, it gets hot quick. But the reality is when the temperature goes down, it drops quick too. And that's why I'm trying to balance it, 'cause the quicker it drops, it gets like 70 degrees in here, and then I have to turn it back off, and it goes back up to like 78, 80 degrees in here. So I'm gonna turn these lower fans on. The upper fan is not a requirement because it's not hot up there today. All right, so yeah, you guys can now finally see what I'm doing behind the scenes, and I got quite a lot of equipment in my room that God knows I really don't need, but I have it just in case I should ever need this. Like, I had this tiny monitor for my laptop whenever I wanted to go outside, or in an area, I would bring my other mic with me, which is not that podcast mic, but it's this one. This is what I use for my outside recording. So I got a lot of equipment in here. Also, I forgot to mention, this is actually my video vlog. I'm gonna be doing one of these IRL episodes every week, starting today. Every Saturday, I'll be doing an IRL episode. We will not be doing any out in public unless we're at the park or something, because most businesses will not let you record live streams in their stores. Actually, Mr. Beast did do one in a store, and nobody really cared. And then there was another guy that, and then someone else followed suit and tried to do one, and they got kicked out. So yeah, that was a little bit of a fluke there. So some businesses will not let you record in their stores, but the parks and general recreation areas, they will let you record, but there's some guidelines you have to follow. Like, when I record at parks and whatnot, I do when I'm following someone, I'll like hold the camera down so that you can't see the back can't see the back of the person or the person's head, because while it is legal to record at the park, you're actually not supposed to capture anyone's face on screen. If you do, you're supposed to blur it, and I don't have a blur filter on my phone, so I usually hold the camera down when I'm recording IRL because nobody's supposed to see the other person. That is a thing. That is actually a state law here. That is a state law. Not it's not a federal. I don't think it's a federal law here, but it is a state law. Our state does not allow. Our state does allow IRL streams, but they do not allow people's faces to be captured without notifying proper authorities or the person and obtaining a written document for it. Which, I don't know of a lot of people that do Twitch streams or YouTube streams that get in trouble for doing that. I think it mainly the law only pertains to like news organizations and minors. I think that's what it normally pertains to. It can pertain to adults, but most adults don't care. Mainly because there it's not like they're gonna get in the way. And the next time we go to the park, I'm probably gonna have to talk to the park ranger because I want to set my podcast up at the park. I think they might let me use the picnic shelter. I'm trying to think of some ways that I can take the podcast on the road. I'm gonna start doing a little bit more road podcasts. There's not enough of those that I do. I did do a road podcast once. One was at my grandma's house and the other was at my granddad's house. But I've never done a public one on the road. So this will be something new that I'm doing. What I would do. Wonder why I keep this. I mean, I know it's from 2018, but I don't know why I keep it. I guess because like half the kids at my old school don't even talk to me for some reason. I don't know. I guess they could be busy, something like that. But I don't know. I guess it's weird because like half of them won't, half of them will. Of course, you know the teachers will. All the teachers will, but like half the kids won't at my old school. At my new school, 100%, like everybody speaks. Like when I see my friends writing stuff in the mall, I don't know what possessed them to do that. Like 100% of them, like and I keep count. Every single one says something, whether it be hi or what's good, because that's what I say half the time. Like every single one of them says something. It's only when I'm in with my middle school buddies that is half. But when I'm with my high school buddies, it's all. Like, it's so weird. Alright, so let's see what we got here. Call of Duty, Destiny. Elix is today. I won't have a time. I will tweet out a time 30 minutes before I start. I don't have a time yet, but I will get to that today. I will also get to that Destiny 2 episode today. I'm a little bit behind. I have Watch Dogs. I have not done Watch Dogs in a long time. I don't even think if I've done Watch Dogs, it was probably in seasons 3 or 4, because I have not done a Watch Dogs episode yet. I need to do it. The vlog, I'm gonna upload the vlog to my podcast. It's probably gonna take a little while because it is a Twitch stream, and that's been it was going on for a while now, I guess. Yeah, I'll turn that on there. Why do I keep this either? I don't know why I keep half the stuff that I do, but I just keep it, okay? So, that's good. Look, if you want to ride your hoverboard on 3 wheels, get one of these cart thingies. I forgot what brand it is. Get one of these cart thingies off of Amazon. The other piece to it is up here with the third wheel on it. It's like a strap cart, and it's got the bars on it, and you connect this third wheel to it, and it's got steering handles, and you can ride your hover cart sitting down with 3 wheels if you don't know how to ride a hoverboard. I believe the most cheapest one is like, they're not that cheap. I know for a fact that some of them are less than $100. Most of them are less than $100. They're not as cheap as you would think they are. I believe the minimum that you could probably find one for is usually around 40. I forgot how much we got ours from. Yeah. My room is a mess, or my studio is a mess. Also, that's dirty too. I gotta actually make that. I gotta make my bed up here. One of these days when I move out, I'm thinking of getting a 3-bedroom apartment so I can have a separate bedroom for someone else. Whether that be whoever I choose to marry, if I marry anyone at all, or the second room could be for like a friend of mine or something, and the third bedroom would be my studio. The third bedroom would have all my gaming equipment in it. The reason why I want a 3-bedroom house or apartment is so I can keep my studio separate from my room. Because right now, all my stuff is in one area. My studio is on the bottom half, and the rest of the room is itself, and then my bed is like the upper half, kind of. So I got a three-way split, basically. On one end, I have this section, which we are still in the process of clearing this out, but I believe once my mom clears all this out, that computer armoire is going to be gone, and all that other stuff's going to be moved, and I believe if we can move this stuff, there might be enough space in here for, like, maybe a separate lamp or a writing desk or something. Maybe if we can get the power cable fixed, I can move my TV over there so I can watch TV over there instead of over here, and have the entire space for my gaming dedicated to gaming. We're gonna do something with it though at some point.